ahead, try and sit still. It's impossible.
That's right.
Because it's Wine Wednesday. Why would we do it any other way? Thanks so much for tuning in. I am your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. And you are listening to another wonderful edition of The Vero Insider, this Wine Wednesday, where we are tasting something bright. Do you think it's bright, Lynn?
Oh, I think it's just got the right kind of snap to it.
I know. Oh, look at Donna. She's like, I'm sorry. Where is my portion? Look at that. See, I knew we were jumping to production way too quick today. We didn't go through all of our checks and balances. Does the producer have wine? Check. Does Anna have wine? Check. See, it's all the necessities.
Does the guest have wine? Yes.
Yes. That's Lynn Fisk, of course, of EGP, Extra Good People.
Document imaging people.
That's what, you know, honestly, your equipment has saved me throughout the years way more than once. And to think of it, I mean, people are all going into their last quarter, putting final touches on plans for the new year. And what a great time to think about investing in a new copier, printer for your workstation. I mean, it's pretty brilliant, if you ask me. The timing is everything, Lynn.
And think of the tax write-off. Any of you lawyers, any of you professional people who are looking at a tax write-off, what better to invest in than your office equipment? What can make you more productive and cost you less to operate?
I think it's kind of funny, too, because I know that other businesses still fax, and I love when people say, I'm going to fax you this, because I'm thinking, I don't even know what my fax number is. That I haven't used fax because I have this gorgeous machine. It scans for me. I attach everything in an email. Then you get to put a little message with it. I mean, it's just as the way I'm moving along. Literally, White Glove Moving. Shout out. Love them.
And I will also mention that for any of you people that, you know, have other issues, a copier, printer, they're just a box, but it's all about the applications. If you're still scanning to your desktop, dropping and dragging, we can fix that. If you've got large files and you're having issues when you're trying to email them, we can fix that. We can fix just about anything.
Oh, I like that. So they won't have to use Dropbox anymore?
Well, we're just trying to quicken the steps, and actually right from the device, you can create your folders, scan right into your folder, eliminate the need for IT support, and just do it all in one step.
And they're sleek looking and all touch screen and fancy, yet way affordable.
Way affordable. Probably less today than, gosh, over the last probably decade, the cost of equipment has come way down. You're probably spending more money to have your service than you would pay to have a brand new machine and service.
Oh, I like that idea. It's like right now, rolling around in my fancy new ride, I get all my oil changes, everything's included. It's so fancy. Sometimes that really works out. It's a nice little package. So you know what's in store for this weekend, Lynn?
Oh, no, do tell.
Well, at the Sandridge, which is the premier public golf course here in Indian River County, a highlight of Vero Beach, it's the Herb Sherbert Memorial Golf Tournament, and this is being put on to benefit the Treasure Coast Junior Golf Tour and the Indian River Golf Foundation Players Club. So that's this Saturday morning. It starts early. In fact, the putting contest starts at 7:30, and you get the opportunity to win $10,000.
Ooh, I was just going to ask what the prizes were.
$10,000 for a little putt-putt action at 7:30. And then after that, it's the four-person scramble. And it's only $65 per person. Includes the balls, the golf, the lunch, and then all those other fun prizes that are not yet listed. And Bella says that they are so worth it. You just have to come check it out.
I might have to drag my son. He did take golf, and he could sure use $10,000.
He sure could he? Oh, I just love that. And you know what's happening tonight? It's going to be the ribbon cutting for those in the community that are feeling all warm and cozy inside with the idea of giving and being thankful in giving because it's Thanksgiving month. I don't believe it's really limited to just one holiday, but, you know, one day within the month, I should say, rather. But tonight is the ribbon cutting over at the Homeless Family Center. They're doing the unveiling of their consignment shop, which has expanded beyond belief. And they have all sorts of things to sort of show the community in the ways that they're trying to help end the cycle of homelessness and poverty. And it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, the small contributions we can make. Even just shopping at the Second Chance thrift shop gives you an opportunity to help those in need. And you need something anyway, so it kind of works out good.
Well, it's funny you should bring them up, Anna, because they also are an account of mine. And I know that EGP just gave them a donation, I would say, in the last 10 days.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, we like to help out in the community, and we like to help the Family Homeless Center.
That's very important. I can't second that enough. Obviously, with both White Glove Moving and Storage, as well as Pac-Mail Beachside, we have the ability and the pleasure of giving back to the local community. And especially at this time of the year, you really feel compelled to want to give because you see the need a lot more. I know that we were just commenting over the weekend that at Pac-Mail Beachside, we are hosting, and it's only for the month of November, hosting the Boxes for the Military Moms prayer group, where customers can come in, or if you're not a customer and you just want to pick up a box, and enclosed is a within the bag is a box and the name of that soldier and the wish list that they have, whether it's for a male or for a female soldier. And really, aside from the toiletries and the Slim Jim, you know, they really want beef jerky. It's delicious. It's timeless. One of the things that they really encourage is a very heartfelt, beautiful letter within that box, that it means so much to our soldiers serving abroad to be able to receive those. And we've already gone through two batches of the boxes. It's been so well received in our Pac-Mail Beachside store. It's just wow. Isn't that awesome?
That's great. That is a really, really good cause. We're free because they're fighting for us.
Exactly. 1,000%. I couldn't be behind them more, rally behind them more. And then we also are one of the drop-off points for Operation Cell Phones for Soldiers. So it's that time of year where we're thinking about getting new cell phones for family members, because Christmas is around the corner. No pressure.
Oh, oh, oh.
It's like, what, 20 shipping days left until Christmas, they say, because they technically don't count weekends. And so with that being said, if you have old cell phones, you get it all cleared off and you want to drop it off to a great cause, that allows us to put a free calling card in every APO address package that we get. And that's year round, which is really beautiful. So our boxes are filling up quick. We just filled up two more.
Wow, Anna, that is terrific, really. And a big thank you out there to White Glove and Pac-Mail Beachside for doing this, for helping out in the community. They do so much in the way of donations and, again, servicing the people overseas.
Well, we really love it. And I know right now for White Glove, we're doing the White Glove Love Food Drive. You like that, Donna? White Glove Love?
I love it.
And various businesses around town have been kind enough to host a box in which they ask customers and employees to bring as much of a contribution as they can for non-perishable food items, all of which will go to the Treasure Coast Food Bank. Let's see. Waldo's is hosting a box. We have Absolute Home Protection.
We should probably get one in here, too, because we got a lot of traffic coming in.
Oh, that's a great idea, Donna. I'll be bringing one in then. Okay. It's very simple. It works out very quickly and easily. Marine Bank is kind enough to be hosting the boxes.
And only Florida because Baptist. You brought up the name Waldo's, a special thank you out there to Waldo's, to Lee, who has agreed to help a local family here in town who's going through a tragedy right now. And they step forward quite quickly. And just a special thank you out there to Waldo's.
Well, he always is so good to be able to help families in need, especially when it's local and they can feel an immediate impact or relief, if you will. When is he going to be helping out with that particular event?
Well, actually, I just met with him briefly today, and he told me to get in touch with him on Thursday, and we'd put our heads together and come up with a plan.
All right. Well, once we know the exact details, you're going to have to come back on and share it with us.
Oh, great.
Wouldn't that be nice? Now, of course, one of our big sponsors is the Vero Beach Magazine. It is the most trusted publication to be able to get your source of information for all things Vero. And they did an amazing feature on Vero Beach and Indian River Citrus. And some great shout outs to Scott Lambeth, who heads up the Golden River Fruit Company, as well as manages the family groves there for the, Donna, help me with this pronunciation.
Sure.
Yeah, what do you think of that as? Am I supposed to say the CH or no? This is where I get confused. It's like the one accountant, I said that K and it's supposed to be silent.
Shot.
Okay. So see, but they are part of the agriculture committee for the United Way, which I have the pleasure of representing White Glove Moving this year and sitting on that particular cabinet. And what they do every year is they host a citrus sale, and all of the proceeds from that day's sale goes directly to the United Way. So from 10 to 3 p.m. on December 10th, which is not far. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It ships December 10th. So December 1st through the 5th from 10 to 3 p.m. Those days, if you go to the United Way building right downtown on 14th Ave, that gorgeous, it's stucco. It's a stuccoed building. Looks kind of Mediterranean. It's there at the end of 14th, the south end of 14th Avenue. You go in there and you place your citrus order and it'll ship just a few days later on December 10th. So that means it's going to make it anywhere you need. If you got family in Canada, right?
Yeah, I used to always do that for my in-laws who live in Indiana, and they looked forward to it every year, and they're no longer around, but it makes you feel good that you're giving somebody something great and you're doing good
you're
for the
United Way. You're helping
a cause. Exactly. It's
a win-win.
Can I jump in on that? Because having come from a little mill town called Cornwall, Ontario, right outside Montreal, Quebec. Our greatest gift every year at Christmas was the Big Hail Gift Fruit Shop box. But nobody can, oh my God, we grow the best grapefruit. We have the ruby reds, the white navels. We have the best, the most delicious fruit in all of Indian River County. And when I first moved to Vero Beach again, probably 35 years ago, I got my first start in the citrus business. And I got to tell you, it's amazing. Not only is it good for you, it's just when they get it up north and it's cold and they're not getting the fruit off the trees, it is the most perfect gift. So get out there to the United Way and think
December
of those people
1st through 5th.
That are up there in the cold and send them the gift of deliciousness.
Oh, I love that. Well said, Miss Lynn. In fact, in the Vero Beach magazine in the November issue on page 166, they have the whole history of the Florida citrus. Look at that olden day sign from the 1930s. You are now in the famous Indian River Territory, home of the world's finest citrus. Don't you love that? All sepia toned.
The finest citrus.
Your guarantee of quality, representing Vero Beach. Listen, there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Don't go anywhere.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach Magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops, with a different event daily.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com. With hurricane season, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Big event or remodel in the near future? Don't worry about where to put all your trash. Rent a dumpster from Treasure Coast Republic Services, which includes delivery and pickup.
Whether you need to rent a dumpster for a day, week, or a month, Treasure Coast Republic Services handles all commercial or residential dumpster rentals. Call 562-6620 to find out more. Republic Services offering dumpster rentals for a day or more to alleviate the chore. Call 562-6620. Oh, welcome back this Tasty Wine Wednesday. You're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the most, Susanna Valencia Tillery, sitting beside my girlfriend, Miss Lynn Fisk of EGP, document color copy print scan extraordinaire. She makes your life easy. It's just one call to Lynn, that's all. And of course, you know, we're sitting here and we're chatting about the holidays coming up. I mean, next week before we know it, it's Thanksgiving. And then you have a wedding fast approaching, don't you? Your girlfriend's wedding.
Oh, actually, yes. The owner of Vero Beach Canine Country Club. Her daughter's getting married. My daughter happens to be in the wedding. And it will be held at the beautiful Moorings Club.
Well, that's lovely. And I got a phone call from the girls in a desperate need because the mother of the bride wanted to do something fabulous for the bridal team. And they were not feeling the warm and cozies with the nail salon that they had gone to. And they said, what were we thinking? We need to call Anna. And so I got them all set up at Foxy Nails. All the ladies are going to be drinking wine and mimosas at 10:30 in the morning because that's what we do. And they're all getting manicures and pedicures. And how fantastic is that? They're going to get a great price. Everything works out. Everything's included. It's a nice setup. So Foxy Nails, 7 days a week. And you can have wine even if you go in the morning. They're brilliant.
Holy mackerel. I looked at my nails and I need a nail job.
Well, you can't go to the wedding.
I'll be there on Saturday morning.
That's right. Or Sunday if you can't squeeze it in on Saturday because they're open. They're that awesome. Now, what are you thinking about making for Thanksgiving? I mean, I know that you're going to a friend's house, but what is going to be your dish that you bring? Haven't decided yet?
That's kind of a funny question because I asked what I could bring and he said, you know me, I like to do it all.
Oh.
And I know him, and I'm glad he likes to do it all.
Bottle of wine is easy.
I like that answer on many different levels.
Well said, Miss Donna. Love the play on words.
Of course, they also know my cooking skills, and that could have a lot to do with it.
Aw. She does make 5 signature dishes. I think she's up to 6. Well, Grandma's Cotton Sweet Potato Casserole is one of the recipes featured in the Vero Beach magazine on page 162, and it sounds like the most scrumptious thing I have ever come across. And only this year have I myself, Anna Valencia Tillery, started experimenting with sweet potatoes and doing them in different styles for the boys because it's a healthier sort of alternative. And it's a nice change. But this sounds sensational. You got like 1.5 pounds of sweet potatoes, 1 tablespoon of butter, fresh cup of pecans that you parboiled for about 10 minutes and drain, 1/2 cup of dark caro syrup, some additional butter for this particular portion.
Anna, you might want to tell these ladies to run and get a pen.
I know, I should. Yeah, that's good advice. Or they could just pick up the Vero Beach magazine and turn to page 162.
Oh, even better.
You need some brown sugar and then a package of not the small, but the large marshmallows. And take a picture. Like, look at that. What do you think, Lynn?
Whoa.
What do you
think,
Donna?
That's going to look like a garnish on any table.
Exactly. And like the top of the marshmallows have gotten that golden brown.
Oh.
They look sensational. So once you get it all mixed up, you preheat the oven to 400 and you walk away. It sounds pretty easy, to be honest. But it looks perfect.
Hey, even I could probably make that.
Right? Simple ingredients, simple timing. And then, you know, the other thing that they did in this particular issue, which is really fun, is they did a Southern collard greens and ham hocks recipe. Now, this past week, we had the White Glove company party. All of our team got to bring their spouses and children, and we really had a wonderful time. And we cooked ribs and collard greens and homemade mac and cheese, and it was just beyond delicious. And their collard greens were, like, addicting. My guys can make some collard greens. Not only are they great movers, but they can make amazing collard greens. And so I'm looking at this recipe. Look at that ham. That is just big
Whoa.
Pieces of gorgeous ham. And this recipe requires all of 3 ingredients. Right? 2 pounds of fresh collard greens, 1 pound of smoked ham hocks, and salt and pepper to taste. It's really not that difficult. But you'd be surprised that you really have to cook the collard greens for a while to make them tender. How many hours would you say, Donna?
I don't know a lot about collard greens, but I'd probably guess 3.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, it was 3 to 4 hours. Well done.
You know what I give my guys every year, my technicians, is a ham.
Oh,
and
yeah?
So now I could give them a ham and a recipe.
There you go.
Or a ham and a Vero Beach magazine.
That's even better. She is good. She can stay as long as she wants.
Here's a ham and here's what you can do with it.
Please turn to page 163, sir. 163.
And I'd like to tell them what to do with a lot of things.
Oh, dear. Now, have you ever had the pleasure of using Treasure Coast for public services, Lynn, for any of your recycling or any sort of needs like that? Because it's funny. They say that some of the most important renovations happen between Thanksgiving and Christmas. People get this idea, you know, they have everyone over for Thanksgiving and maybe something didn't work. It wasn't functional. It wasn't this or something broke. And so they have this really express need to get something done right away. I'm even noticing that like in the moving world where people are like, okay, I need to rearrange this and I need 2 men to move some of this furniture around, you know, so we don't damage our wood floors or what have you. So there's like a sense of urgency as the holidays are coming to want to do things. And of course, Ashima with Treasure Coast Republic Services has the answer for you when it comes to some of this remodeling, because you're going to need a small, medium, or even large dumpster to help with that particular project. And everything is kept nice and tidy. You can put everything right there. You can bring it right up to your door if you need to. And before you know it,
let's
she picks
talk
it up.
Trash.
Let's talk trash. You're so clever. Way to keep it classy. And truly, it gets done. Bam, she picks it up same day. Ask Kitty. You know, Kitty's marvelous at this remodeling thing these days. Of course, Blue Star Bourbon Bar is just weeks away from opening, y'all. We had a fantastic little treasure hunt, and we scored some amazing finds for the grand unveiling of the Blue Star Bourbon Bar, which is right downtown on 14th, opposite side of United Way.
Are you going to have a soft opening?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't wait for my invitation.
Hint, hint, clue, clue. Well taken, Miss Lynn. Yes, of course we're having a soft opening with the big grand opening for mid-December. You know what else is happening in December? Save the date.
Christmas?
Christmas. December 6th is our Christmas parade. We're going to have the Oceanside Business Association puts it on every year. White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery is teaming up with the Buggy Bunch yet again. And we have some amazing things added to our float. Last year, we had over 30,000 people come.
Wow.
So it's important to kind of get down there early. Yes, you were.
I saw Yana in your colorful socks.
That's right. I was playing, we like to move and move it. We like to move and move it. So we're going to keep, it's going to be a tradition now annually for our little float, but it's tons of fun. Kids walk with us, the whole buggy bunch of strollers. It's good times.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always a good time at the parade.
And you know, over at Pac-Mail Beachside right now, so that you can accommodate all of those gift-giving needs and shipping, they have extended hours.
Wow.
Yeah, extended hours over at Pac-Mail Beachside. So right now, have you seen our fancy little marquee that gives you the countdown for how many days left for Christmas shipping?
I have not seen it, but I know I use them to ship everything because I have a lot of family. Again, we mentioned earlier in the show. So I have a lot of family in Canada, and I head down to Pac-Mail, and they get it there, and they get it there fast.
I want to mention that last year I gave, not lava lamps, but salt lamps as gifts to out-of-towners, and they're very heavy. And Anna turned me on to the fact that Pac-Mail will come up and pick up your packages.
From your home.
Right, because I was worried about how I was going to carry them. I can't lift heavy things. They came right to my house. It was
brilliant. And it was free. We picked them up for free.
Absolutely.
Wow. Awesome. Your phone's going to be ringing off the hook tomorrow.
2310021. That's just ringing. 2310021.
Have your gifts picked up at home and shipped direct.
So, Lynn, if someone wants to get a new copier, do they just look up egp.com?
They can. They can go on our website. I mean, we're local. We're here in Vero. 562-0511. If you're spending too much again, give us a call.
Have a magical week. We'll see you next Wine Wednesday.